You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, mites and insecticides meant a bad year for Wisconsin bees and beekeepers. We'll find out why.
First, about a dozen prisoners in Wisconsin plan to launch a hunger strike in the coming days. The protest is aimed at ending a form of indefinite solitary confinement, among other things. It's set to begin this Friday and is based at Waupun Correctional Institution. But at least one supporter of the strike says it could spread to other prisons.
The hunger strike comes at a time when issues of solitary confinement are being talked about all over the country. States like Colorado and California have banned the use of indefinite solitary confinement. In addition, President Obama banned solitary confinement of juveniles in federal prisons earlier this year.
Here with us now to talk more about the upcoming hunger strike is Dee Hall. She's the managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Dee, welcome back.
All right, thanks for having me.
Well, Dee, you write that this strike is aimed at ending a form of indefinite solitary confinement that officials, I guess, typically use to keep order in the institutions. What kinds of things are we talking about here? Can you describe it for us?
Well, it's called administrative confinement, and what it's intended to do is to separate prisoners who are considered to be dangerous from other prisoners. Also, any prisoners who are thought to incite violence or group violence, gang members, people of that nature that they have decided are a danger to the proper and, you know, orderly running of the institution. I received a lot of information, including a lawsuit from somebody who was confined for 25 years in this status.
And this is not considered a punitive form.
Right. Officially, it's non-punitive. But the conditions that are described in administrative confinement are fairly similar, if not identical, to solitary confinement. So it's at least 23 hours a day in a cell by themselves. The few times that they are let out during the week is just very briefly, and again, it's on their own. You know, they're escorted by a correctional officer to the showers, to a single recreation cell.
Do we know about other demands from the hunger strikers?
They're asking for several things. One thing, of course, is to eliminate administrative confinement altogether, and that would be replaced by a maximum 1 year in solitary regardless of what the circumstances are. They also want some more oversight of the way the state uses solitary confinement. They believe that it's completely unmonitored by anyone outside of the prison system. There's some concern and calls for improving mental health care among people who are in solitary. There's a well-recognized connection between mental illness and psychological, you know, distress and spending all of that time on their own. And finally, there are some prisoners who are claiming that the state is running some type of mind control program, and they would like to have that looked at as well.
Tell us more about one of the prisoners at Waupun who will be striking. You've written about him in your piece. His name is LaRon McKinley Bay.
So, yes, LaRon McKinley Bay is the one who has claimed in a lawsuit, it's a federal lawsuit filed against the State Department of Corrections, that he has been held in this status for a quarter of a century. It began after he escaped. He shot a guard. He shot a sheriff's deputy. Another one was injured in this very high-profile escape attempt. And since then, he has been in administrative confinement. So he is an example of what we're talking about. He's probably a more extreme example because of the length of time he's been in there. But he has tried to escape a couple of times. He's been successful with brief escapes. He's had violent encounters with both correctional officers and other inmates. And so he's considered a danger to the institution.
Now, he's been in there for over two decades, but apparently, as you write, Dee, that the practice with each individual will be reviewed every 6 months. Do you know why that isn't enough or isn't working?
In some cases, it's reviewed after 6 months, and then they are released from administrative confinement. What he's saying is in his case, in the case of some of the other prisoners who filed the lawsuit with him, that these are, quote, sham hearings that really don't result in release of prisoners who deserve to be out of this status.
Now, there are some outside groups supporting those who will be doing the hunger strike. What do we know about who's involved? Who are the players besides the people hunger striking?
Well, there's a group called the Industrial Workers of the World out of Milwaukee. They are supporting the hunger strike. Today Wisdom, which is the statewide faith-based prisoner advocacy organization, has also said that it stands in solidarity with the prisoners. It's not trying to encourage them to hunger strike, but saying that that they should be supported in their desire to change these conditions.
We're talking with Dee Hall right now, managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She recently wrote about an upcoming hunger strike planned at Waupun Correctional Institution over the use of long-term solitary confinement. And Dee, so far we know that this is a planned hunger strike. It has not gone into effect yet, but obviously the institution, the Department of Corrections, knows about it as well. So how do they plan to handle it? Is there any sort of procedure in place?
They have not revealed what the reaction will be, what the official reaction will be. I know that there are circumstances in which if a prisoner goes too long without food, that they can get a court order to force feed them, which is kind of a very uncomfortable situation for the prisoners. They're not at that stage yet, so I don't really know.
And Wisconsin has taken some steps to try and reduce solitary confinement in the past. What do we know about what the DOC has already done?
Well, they've, pardon my voice, I'm really sorry. they have reduced the maximum time that you can be in solitary from 360 days to 90 days for any infraction, a disciplinary infraction. Beyond that, though, they continue to have this separate set of prisoners who are in administrative confinement, and that, as we've said, can go on indefinitely.
And Dee, we'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us. That was Dee Hall, managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She recently wrote about an upcoming planned hunger strike at Waupun Correctional Institution.